Time being kept right there. You hear that?
Very nice.
That's the incomparable Max Weinberg, who's just getting into a car accident, as we're calling him.
Uh-oh. You okay, Max?
Yeah, I'm fantastic whenever I talk to you guys. Ro, Anna, how are you doing today?
Couldn't be better. One of the greatest rock and roll drummers in the history of rock and roll. Mm-hmm. You got to be in the top three as far as I'm concerned. But I can't.
Well, that's nice.
Yes, and it's true. You're also the only one I know. All right, now here's the deal. People got to
give you a rim shot if I had a drumstick.
I'll give it right back to you.
We have it handy.
Max Weinberg's jukebox is pulling in to the City Winery on August 23rd. Now, I will say this, Max Weinberg, if there are people in the sound of my voice who have not seen this show yet, this is one of the most fun evenings of music you're ever going to have, because it's Max and his band, which is just spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
And they do almost anything you can imagine. You put up all these songs up on it. It's a rolling list of songs that you see on screens, and then people just call them out, and then they just play them. And it's the damnedest thing I have ever seen.
Well, it's all that bar band training from New Jersey, and the guys and I love it. People, as you say, well, you've seen it. People just call out the songs. It could be anything from the Beatles to the Stones to Bruce to the English Invasion bands from the 60s and 70s, Led Zeppelin, the Eagles. It's incredibly eclectic. And we've done about 2.5 years worth of shows, which is about 150 shows. It's really a fun evening. It's not a concert. It's a party, particularly at a City Winery where they serve adult beverages. And I encourage people to come down and just have a good time.
Yeah. It is. There's a difference watching the greats play other people's music. Because there's a certain I don't know, respect, I think, especially for those songs that you've got in that list, which is, like you mentioned, it's the greatest bands in the history of rock and roll and the greatest songs in the history of rock and roll. And when you hear these guys actually do it, it is like it's not like seeing the band itself, but it's seeing just a really great homage. Not like a tribute band or anything like that. You're seeing other rock stars. Don't you love that in a concert? And Bruce does this every once in a while. He'll play something that is not a Bruce Springsteen song. You're like, wow, what a great interpretation.
Amazing.
Well, you know, we do respect the songs. And what this is, and I love the actual tribute bands, because so many of those groups aren't playing anymore.
Yeah.
The music is still so fantastic, and there's, a proliferation of tribute bands around. What we do, if we're tributing anything, it's the era. It's the era that I grew up in, the songs that I listened to become a drummer. And when you're doing that, you know, you kind of geek out and you listen to all the little parts and all the little, things that you might not notice if you weren't, for in my case, a drummer, and you try to pay homage to those little things. When I was in my, room with my record player, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners remember records, the new Beatles song, every 3 months they would come out with a new song, a single, and as a drummer, you try to, capture what Ringo, in this case, was playing. And if not the exact lick, then certainly the fun and the enthusiasm that he was obviously putting on those records, in my case. And so that's it. If you take this material seriously, which, for example, in the E Street Band, we do to an extreme degree, where, Bruce and the E Street Band always put their spin on it. Bruce puts his spin on some of the classic songs we play that he didn't write, although his songs have turned into classic songs, I guess.
Yeah.
It's because you want to play them with the right groove and the right tempo. And little parts that, when you sat there learning them, guitar players or bass players, keyboard players, for example, someone once said to me, there are no 13th chords in Hold On, I'm Coming, which is the Sam and Dave great soul song. And it's a 3-chord song. And those 3 chords, so many people have made careers out of those 3 chords. But what I like about the jukebox is it's two guitars, bass, and drums, which, of course, is the Beatles lineup and kind of the classic mid-60s instrumentation. Right. So even and the there's no keyboard. So even without a keyboard, you there are so many songs to play, and we've gotten to the point where we not only play what's on the list, but somebody. If one guy in the band knows the song, we'll give it a shot. And that's happened quite often.
Hmm.
And the guys I'm playing with, they know every song. Bob Berger, Glenn Burtnick, John Rajavi. And we've been playing together for about 3 years. And they know every song. And if, as I said, one guy knows it, everybody else can fill in. And that's the Jersey bar band experience. But
and everybody's got a
Chicago,
different
what,
sonic
right.
singing capability, actually. And so
there's
a CCR.
Like Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yeah.
They sing like Crosby, Stills, and Nash. They play like The Ventures, which is a cultural reference. Quentin Tarantino would appreciate that reference, The Ventures. And so, you know, it's all there. And it's couched in, you know, if there's a song that reminds me of something, I'll tell the story. What I like about doing this show is I get very up close with the audience. I get to kind of use my TV chops speaking and commenting on things as they're sort of happening in real time. And it's very different. You know, when I'm in the E Street Band, I'm back there playing the drums. And I'm always the guy that's slightly out of focus behind Bruce's right shoulder. You know, I'm back there. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're watching him.
Yeah.
And this allows me to sort of step out from behind the drums. And I love doing it in Chicago. We've played Chicago many times. In fact, the whole concept started in Evanston when I was booked into Space in Evanston. And Mark Stein, my friend and manager, suggested this concept. It was his idea. You know, we had a set we were going to play with this group. And he said, why don't you know, you always like playing the old rock and roll songs. Why don't you play a couple songs and then just throw it up in the audience to see what they want to hear.
Yeah, well, Stump the Band concept.
And like gangbusters.
Yeah.
It was a little bit like Stump the Band, and these guys can't be stumped.
Right.
Well, and one of the
and they can't be stumped.
You nailed it, though, Max. One of the things that's so cool about this concert is that you get off the stage, you start mingling in the crowd and talking to people, and you're just having so much fun with it. There's that interactive nature of it that just it's a blast. Like you said, it turns into a party where you're just talking to folks.
Thank
and everybody's
you.
Interacting with you. I love it. I mean, the music's amazing.
Well, thank you. You know, and that is the idea. In a concert, kind of conjures up the image of, you know, the band plays and the audience listens, or I mean, what I try to do, and I learned it from just the excitement I got from Buddy Rich, the great jazz drummer, was to excite the audience and incite them to come out and be emotional, to connect. And with this show, you know every single song. There's no bathroom breaks because you know every single song, and you've heard them 1,000 times. And like I said before, if they're played with respect for the song and the era, you know, I grew up in that era, so I know how to play like a 60s drummer, because I was. I wasn't that good, if memory serves me. I can tell you.
Worked out. I think it worked out all right for you, Max Weinberg. I really did.
If I may, I'll tell you a story that that experience really came in handy about, must have been 6-7 years ago. David Chase created The Sopranos, did his first movie, his first full-length movie, and it was about his experiences as a young drummer in New Jersey, and his father in a rock band. So Steve Van Zandt did all the music, naturally, and we were in the studio recording the soundtrack for this movie, and it was me, Gary Talent, Steve played guitar, and a friend of ours, Bobby Bandiera, and so it was a Rolling Stones song, and we're playing it. We sound fine. We sound like us. And David says, wait a minute, you guys are too good. What do you mean? You got to sound like a 15-year-old who is struggling to play the best he can, but he's really not that good yet. And instantaneously, the four of us went right back to 1964, 65, and played like we were kids, where we weren't seasoned professionals, which, you know, thankfully we became, but it was still in there, the ability to kind of screw up a little bit. It was very kind of interesting.
I think, you know, when people see this show, they are going to be absolutely blown away by not only the musicality of it, but also the just the fun you're going to have.
Yeah.
It's just, I walk That's away it. From that. I've seen, I don't know, I've seen the show. I saw the first one you did at Space in Evanston. That was show one, and this will be show 156 or whatever of this. And it's gotten better every time, but it is also just an amazing, fun night. So if you want to go see it, City Winery, you can get your tickets at citywinery.com. It's August 23rd. That is 2 weeks from Friday, right? Is that correct? That is correct. 2 weeks
That's
from Friday.
Correct. Yeah, we actually start up on Saturday in California, work our way up the West Coast, and then we'll be in Davenport, Iowa, and we're coming back to Chicago at the end of August. I love Chicago.
I just want to make sure that you're
okay. I'm in Chicago.
Max, I just want to make sure you're not being eaten by a monster. Because it sounds
something
to me
going on back
like
there.
something's yeah.
Oh, what is that?
I'm actually, we're having major rain down here where I live in Florida. So I'm shopping. I'm actually shopping, and in the
mall.
I still go to the mall.
And there's a wild animal in the mall?
I haven't been here in a year, but
flamingos.
It's a little child. It's a little child, and so that's where I'm calling from. Can you hear that?
Yeah,
sounds like an echo chamber in here.
Yeah. Wait, is that one of is that child related in any way to you?
No.
All right.
No, actually, my child, one of my children, is playing headlining the Des Moines, the Iowa State Fair. And my son Jay plays with Slipknot, and we're going out there on Friday. They're playing Saturday. Actually, I start next week in California, so we're going to catch Slipknot at the Iowa State Fair, which should be very interesting because that's where they're from, and they usually get hundreds of thousands of people at this fair.
Yeah,
so it should be a really, really fun weekend for us. But please, everybody, come on out and say hello at August 23rd at City Winery.
You got it. We'll see you then, Max. Thanks very much.
Max.
Appreciate it,
guys. Good to talk to you. Bye.
Bye.
I swear to God, I thought that was a pterodactyl in back of him.
It sounded like an animal, like it did, like he was at the zoo.
Yeah.
But just the echo of a child's voice at the mall in Florida.
Mm-hmm. All right. And his son is in Slipknot. Things that we did. Isn't that the band that
you
almost killed
learn
you?
Something.
Lauren
yes.
Lapka?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
How did you almost die from Slipknot?
In the mosh pit, right?
Yeah, they rushed the stage. The crowd rushed the stage, and I got squished in between a bunch of people, and I got squished so hard that I bruised three ribs and had to be rescued by a giant man pushing the two people apart.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. That was brutal.
Yeah.
I couldn't breathe for a month.
There you go. And that's where, that's why you're not going to go to the Slipknot show. You'd be better off going to the show featuring Max Weinberg's Jukebox. There will be no rushing of the stage.
Yeah.
Although, actually, there is rushing of that stage.
No,
At
really?
The end, he has like an all call and people come up from the audience and play. He gives them all an instrument, and they play. It's the damnedest thing you've ever seen. And you're on stage playing with Max Weinberg.
Right.
And the Weaklings, which
How
is the name
cool
of that other band. They're amazing. All right, let me do this. Let's find out from Kim what's coming up at the top of the hour.
The FBI is now investigating the mass shooting in Ohio.